And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Derek Wirtz.
That's right, it's the second hour of the program. Thanks for sticking around, and if you missed any part of the first hour, feel free to go check it out online, radioforall.net, or podcast it through iTunes. I'm Anthony Enman. Derek Wirtz is on the other side of the mic this week, filling in for Brian, who is about as useless as...
A guy who's trapped under his car right now. A.K.A. Brian.
A.K.A. Brian. That's the story we've come up with.
Yep.
No, I'm just kidding. Brian's not useless, but he was very busy. He was away at a conference, and actually he had flight delay after flight delay and didn't get in until 5 a.m. So shameful. That's why he wasn't able to make it to be part of the program, but that's okay. We'll let him have his rest.
Yep. Relax.
Little fella needs his rest.
A little nappy.
Little guy.
You little fella.
But we'll continue the countdown and give you the top 10. Of course, it all comes from earshot-online.com, and that is the website for the national charts. Derek's going to let you know what you find if you head on over there.
Well, Earshot is the national campus community radio report published every week at earshotonline.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
There you go, earshot-online.com. You can also find us online a few ways, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, it's our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on the show, we are happy to feature you. We'll give you an interview and play something from your latest release. Did it in the first hour of the program, and a big thanks to Andy Brown for joining us on the program this week to chat. And I forgot to mention in the first hour of the program, and I don't know why I forgot to mention this, because it's huge. So are you familiar with Pop Montreal, Derek?
I am.
You are familiar with the festival?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the fact that we, on the Earshot 20, have partnered with our friends at Pop Montreal?
I was not aware of that.
Well,
is that a thing that just happened?
No. Well, it didn't just happen. Like, not in the last like 5 minutes of, you know, sending emails back and forth. But we have partnered with Pop Montreal, and we're giving away a set of day passes Wednesday to Sunday, a $250 value, free.
Sweet sassy molassy.
Head on over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and like and share the contest photo for your chance to be entered to win passes, day passes, one pass for each day of the festival. It is Pop Montreal. Lots of great artists there this year. Have you ever been?
I haven't. It's one of those festivals I always have meant to go to, but have not.
Maybe you should enter the contest.
Can I, now that I'm an employee of Earshot 20, can I still win? Is there some sort of disclaimer agreement?
I don't know. I'd have to ask our executive producer, Mr. Cleveland, to see what he says.
I'll call the corporate office.
Yeah, see what's going on. Just give them a call, and they'll let you know.
If I'm not disqualified, I'll totally join that.
Yeah, it's
totally.
What a great opportunity. We gave away weekend passes to Sappy Fest.
Oh yeah,
that's good. Last month, and the contests just keep rolling. So head on over to our Facebook page and check it out. We've got 10 albums to bring you in this hour of the program. Stephen Karlik's going to join us again, and of course he has his song pick of the week, and we have the lowdown for you. It's all of that jam-packed into this hour, so we won't prolong it anymore. Derek's going to let you know what's coming in our first set of three.
Well, coming up next at number 10, we have Happy Ever After from Old Man Ludica. We have Warm Like Summer from Braids and Stranger in a Room from Jamie XX.
You know, you're no stranger in a room to me anymore.
No, sir. No, sir.
Here's Old Man Ludica and Happy Ever After. You're number 10 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Feels like you never wanted me around. Like you never wanted me around. I've been through my heart and what I found. Feels like you never wanted me around. It's not like I never played your game at all. not like I never played your game at all. But when I'm high, I always fall. It's not like I never played your game at all. Everyone loves a new love baby at the start. Sugar at the start. Happy ever after's not the easy part. Happy ever after's not the easy part. Our troubled bridge. There's peaceful water underneath our troubled bridge. You led a charge, you ran and hid. There's peaceful water underneath our troubled bridge. Everyone loves a new love baby at the start. Everyone loves a new love sugar at the start. Happy ever after's not the easy part. Happy ever after's not the easy part. Feels like you never wanted me around. Feels like you never wanted me around. I've been through my heart and what I found. Feels like you never wanted me around.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Headed sun king, who hadn't come now since the first white fell upon the balcony where before we would melt. Flock of three pigeons hatching, I consider cracking their eggs from our house. Estella watched them go. Them in a room, sweet avoidance for what we already know. That would feel like giving up. Why is there so much trouble? Go and lay under another.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
You just heard Stranger in a Room from Jamie XX. Before that, we heard Warm Like Summer from Braids, and Happy Ever After started us off from Old Man Ludica.
Hope you're enjoying the program so far. I know I am. It is great. It's a great day for music, great day for music news. To Stephen Karlick back on the line with us, and we've got more music news to bring you in this hour of the program. That all kicks off with some news for Joanna Newsom.
Yes. This is probably the album I've been most excited for this year. Everyone had an idea that she was working on new music, even when she was in Paul Thomas Anderson's film Inherent Vice. It's been now 5 years since she released 2010's Have One On Me. That was one of my favorite albums of that year, an amazing triple album. If you haven't listened to it, you should. And then you'll be prepped for her new LP, which she just announced is coming out October 23rd, courtesy of Drag City. It's titled Divers, and you can see the album art at exclaim.ca, as well as an 11-song track listing. There's not much more information than comes with the album announcement, but she did share a music video directed by Paul Thomas Anderson for a new single called Sapokanakan. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It features the songs just out and about in New York City. It is an incredible song. Again, you can hear it and see the video for it at exclaim.ca, as well as check out the Divers track list.
Well, you've really set it up. I feel like now I'm going to have to give it a listen, and I hope that it is as much as what you've built it up to be, but I'm sure it is. I always trust your opinion when it comes to music.
She has a very divisive voice. Some people do not like it. She is, to my mind, one of the greatest songwriters working right now. So do check out her music. Check out Have One On Me. Especially, you know what? I'll say, if you're listening, go to YouTube and listen to her performance of Soft As Chalk. I believe she performed it live on Jimmy Fallon's show. And it won me over at the time, and it will win you over now. So check it out.
All right, awesome stuff. And we'll continue the news with some news about Fred Penner, childhood favorite. I grew up with him. He got to talk to you. You actually got to talk to him a little bit about hosting Polaris, some unreleased music, all kinds of stuff, digging into some of his life.
Yeah, I had a really cool opportunity to talk to Fred Penner, of course, of Fred Penner's Place, anyone in there. I think anyone between the ages of 20 and 30, basically. If you're in your 20s and you're Canadian, he probably played a part in your childhood. I had the pleasure of talking to him last week. We talked about him hosting the Polaris Music Prize Gala, which is very fun. He's very excited about that. But I think the most interesting thing that came out of it, I asked him if he ever had time to write any sort of more adult, sadder, more complex kind of music. And he said he did, and that it was sort of more of a private thing, but he's considering releasing it now that he's sort of older and has less sort of to hold him back. He said to me, quote, "If I did bring these tunes forward and did more of an adult album, for lack of a better word, it may be received with confusion." He said that to me and sort of compared it to Dylan going electric and the sort of backlash there. The idea of releasing music that might make sort of parents wonder why he strayed from his children's song path. But he did say, quote, "I think at this point I'm getting closer to doing that, getting out some of the songs that I know are not part of the children's world or the family world. They have something to them that appeals to me. I'd need to get into the arrangement world and look at them objectively and see if they have the kind of feel that I'd like to bring forward. I'm 68 years old now, and at this point I have nothing to prove in some ways. It's a question in the back of my mind. How would people respond to that? But at the same time, if I really felt that the song had a value to it that was important to me, then I would step forward. I'm getting closer to that all the time, I think." So some very interesting stuff, very cool. I think if he released an album of sort of more complex, more adult music, he said, for lack of a better word, but I know what he's getting at, I would certainly check it out. He's a great songwriter, so maybe something to look forward to. We'll see.
It would be quite interesting, but I can appreciate his comments about also the confusion, and not so much confusion, but maybe just the way that people would perceive or react because he is iconic for being, you know, so upbeat and child-friendly that might throw people for a loop.
It would have to be clearly positioned for adults so that no one was mistaken about what they were getting.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, one more story before we get to your song pick of the week. And since we've cracked open the childhood vault, let's take a jump back to Big Shiny Tunes. I remember having these CDs when I was a kid, and basically it was just, well, what they toted as the best of the best for that year. But I don't know.
This is another one from the Canadian 20-year-old's past. Anyone who was a kid around the time that I was will know what Big Shiny Tunes is. Some exciting news coming about a journalist and actually a peer of mine, Mark Teo, who's written for Aux, he's written for Exclaim. He has a forthcoming book coming out called A Big Shiny Legacy, where he'll discuss the impact of the Canadian CD series, which has ended. A press release explains that the book is due out in the spring of 2016, courtesy of Eternal Cavalier Press. The focus will be put on the first entry of the series, which was released back in 1996. Described as the start of, quote, "one of Canada's unlikeliest success stories," the collection plays singles from Canadian alt-rock heroes like Sloan, Limblifter, and Pluto, alongside global forces like the Foo Fighters, Marilyn Manson, and Beck. The set was the first of 14 volumes in the Big Shiny Tunes series, which has cumulatively sold over 5 million copies. And the final Big Shiny Tunes was issued in 2009. Mark Teo's tome will argue that Big Shiny Tunes was a gateway record for many and has since, quote, "left a massive cultural imprint, one that can be found in cover bands, tribute nights, YouTube playlists, and used record bins from coast to coast." So some very interesting stuff here, and I think it's definitely something of a bit of Canadian history worth exploring. So some very cool stuff there. I guess we'll have to wait until 2016 for it.
It's fun, and I do remember the CDs. I had them growing up, and you know, back when CD players were the thing and not MP3 players, which I do remember that. I remember the Walkman and the Discman. So
yeah.
It was a thing. It actually existed.
It was my cool uncle who showed me Big Shiny Tunes. I think I was a little too young to get into the first few, but Big Shiny Tunes 3 and 4, very important.
That's where it was at for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, Stephen, thanks very much again for joining us on the program this week, and I'll turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
This song is a little bit of an oldie in that it came out quite a few months ago. It's from a band called Hopalong, who released their latest record with Saddle Creek. That's, of course, a Bright Eyes record label. Hopalong are an indie rock band from Philadelphia, and their singer really is something special. Her name is Frances Quinlan, and her voice is very remarkable. This song is called The Knock. It's the first song from the album, and it'll hook ya, I tell ya. Here it is, The Knock by Hopalong on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Twitter. Extra.
8:45. The dream just escaped me again.
Shot 20. Number 7.
I never held your gaze. I've never known my place. I stare at the eyes staring at my face. It always ends in a tie. There is no need in the divide. I cry at the joke. Explain. But if I had known, if I had known, if I had known, I would have never believed. I've never smoked my chain. Whoever measures the crest, all they can have my broken chest. It's a staring contest. All of them.
Number 6.
That was Shotgun from Fist City. We also heard The Joke Explained from Wilco, and starting us off was The Knock from Hopalong.
Yeah, The Knock was Steven's song pick of the week, and thanks to him for joining us again this week. It's always great to have Steven on the program. We've got a couple more tracks to bring you before we get to the lowdown, and we're going to do that in just a couple of minutes, but status update, Brian's out from underneath of his car.
Yeah.
If you followed the story right from hour number one, we told you that that the reason Brian wasn't on the program this week is because he was trapped under his vehicle after trying to change a flat tire. Well, good news, he's made it out.
It's a story of survival against all odds, really.
But you'll never believe how he got out from underneath his car.
Well, yeah.
A grizzly bear.
I heard that he found a raccoon, a passerby raccoon, and tied a note to it. But how'd they... How did the grizzly bear help? I didn't hear that part of the story.
The raccoon took the note to the grizzly bear, who then came and lifted the car off of Brian.
Is that like
brute force strength?
Like when a mother sees her child in trouble, she summons the strength of like several people and can lift the car off?
Yes. Like, exactly.
So what connection does the grizzly bear have to Brian? Did Brian raise the grizzly bear? And he's like, my...
Yes.
Son or whatever.
My dad, or I don't know. This is becoming far-fetched.
Yeah, it was completely feasible before.
Yeah. Then the raccoon and the bear screwed it up. Thanks a lot, bear. Oh, man. Anyway, we've got a few more tracks to bring you. We're going to do that right now. And Derek's going to let you know what's coming in at number five.
At number five, we have New Orleans Square from Tough Age, and we have Knowing That You're Mine from Daniel Romano.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
First time that I saw her, I knew she'd hear me. And since then, I haven't heard as I once did. The first time that I held her, I started crying, for I wanted that.
It's the Earshot 20.
You just heard Knowing That You're Mine from Daniel Romano, and before that, we heard New Orleans Square from Tough Age.
Awesome stuff. All right, we've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, but before we do, we are going to bring you a segment we bring you every week, and it's giving you a snapshot, a little look at some of the albums that are debuting below the top 20. We don't have time to play the whole national top 50, but we'll give you a little rundown of what's making its debut on the charts, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Nine debuts in the national top 50 this week, and we kick things off on the Lowdown with number 48, which is Morning World, the first full band studio album from the Chillwave project of the British Columbian known simply as Jameson.
Folk country pop psych outfit Cactus Flower from Halifax has dropped their third release called Magic Hour. It sits at number 46.
Up two spots to number 44, the latest from BC composer and guitarist Tony Wilson, titled A Day's Life.
Fake Tears is a duo from Vancouver, BC, who are hard at work to drop their debut album, Night Shifting, on Mint Records earlier this month, and it comes in at number 35.
Up one to number 34 is T Nautilus' self-titled album and first full-length from the Winnipeg, Manitoba performer.
Hey Mother Death is a spontaneous project by Lawrence Strelka and Demma Piesinger, based between Paris, France, Halifax, Nova Scotia. Sitting at number 33 is a re-release of their first full-length album, Highway.
Four-piece dream pop group from Toronto, The Autumn Stones, released Escapist in July 2015. It's the follow-up to their debut 2011 released Companions of the Flame, and it's at number 31.
Skip a few up to number 23 is Vancouver's John Tennant, who has extensive experience in composition engineering and all aspects of adaptive sound design. His relatively new Nautic project is all about dub and jungle, which you have heard from the self-titled debut EP.
And rounding out the lowdown at number 21, just on the cusp of cracking the top 20, is X Prime. PM is the third record for the band, with a blend of rock pop songs infused with riffs, catchy choruses, and deep grooves. So there you go. That is the lowdown, and it's hard because you write it and then you realize afterwards that you make mistakes. I know there's there's mistakes in there, but it was fun. That was good.
Is it PEI Singer or P Singer?
I have no idea. P Singer, anyway.
That's right as it's going. He's like, P Singer.
It's good. You did a great job. You're a pro. You deserve to be here. Sweet. All right. Three more tracks, and we're going to kick it off with number 3. Derek's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
At number 3, we have another one from Mac DeMarco.
Your number 2 and number 1 are on the way after this. Here's Mac DeMarco. Your number 3, stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Thank you. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
I can't decide right, so I watch them all.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Jezebel from Yukon Blonde. We also heard The Moment from Tame Impala at number 2, and another one from Mac DeMarco started us off at number 3.
There you go. Another one done for
another
us.
One done.
That's it.
So exciting.
Oh, Derek, thanks so much for being able to help me out here this week. It was just...
I know. It really changed me. You know,
it changed you as a person.
It did. I came into this... into this room, and I was a different person. Now I'm leaving.
You're
improved.
Leaving a different person.
I'm leaving a different person.
That's
now.
Good. I hope it's a good thing.
Food tastes better. The air smells a little sweeter.
Oh God. All right. Well, we'll end it there before things get weird. If they already haven't.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon. Derek Wirtz on the other side of the mic, filling in for Brian Cleveland this week. And we do this every week, count down the top 20 albums from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We record and we broadcast first from here, Atlantic Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. on Fridays, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast this show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around for another countdown next week, but you don't have to wait that long. But I do suggest you stick around right now because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.